Yes, sir. Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Property got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up. Jane is rolled up, no gangs be throwed up.
But still, there's so much time left in this crazy world.
Boom! What's happening? What's happening? Time to take off. Another episode. We're hitting you with. Again, you should by now be opening up your herb box. You should have already probably, all you inspiring artists have already probably heard back from L with some of your beats and music. And you should be right now probably either rolling up or got your bong or grinding it right now. So as I always say, hello to my stiletto stoners, my conscious cannabis comrades. Salute. This is Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. What's happening now?
Nothing much, man. Another day. As they say.
Jamaica, can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, starting out with the news. That's, you know what? That's what we need. We need some of these people out here that send us intro to some news music.
You know
what I mean?
News music?
Yeah, it's some music for the news, right? You know what I'm saying? Let's switch it over. You know, gotta have some news music, especially some cannabis news music.
I can dig that.
Some CNN. Anyway, the first story we got, I am not surprised. And where's the first article from?
First article about more people are smoking weed every day like cigarettes?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me just read a little bit of it here.
Yeah.
A huge study taking in more than a decade of data shows that the way people smoke weed is changing, at least in the United States, according to the Washington Post, so that's where it's from. Specifically, a handful of heavy users smoke much of the weed in America, which has a daily use much more frequent than it was 20 years ago. Users who tend to be in low income and low education are smoking the drug daily, much in the same way people use tobacco. Adults with high school education account for 19% of weed smokers. Weed users and low-income Americans account for 29% of marijuana use. Author Stephen Davenport says in the early 1990s, only 1 in 9 past month users reporting using weed every day. Now, it is fully 1 in 3. Who use marijuana daily.
So now you can't use the whole thing of one is not educated, and you know, so it's crossing the whole line of it. And the reason of that, and this is what I feel like before, when it was a lot of people that are trying to say those who are lower economics or smoking daily, they're not smoking probably as much because the weed is not as good. They're still getting dirt weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, the reason why the weed consumption is probably up for a lot of people, because you got a lot of people growing their own and all that stuff, which we're going to hit on a little bit later. But go ahead,
man. True. I mean, it goes on to say that I guess people have switched over again from tobacco and alcohol, so that may be the increase in the statistic. What's going on here is that over the last 20 years, marijuana went from being used like alcohol to being used more like tobacco, in the sense a lot of people use it every day. So I guess the article is
true
there.
True.
But.
True. Which is and it shows how even a business, because we can break down this next, I want y'all to hear this next little interview. Y'all can check it out. Let me see. And it'll show you the effect of the business of cannabis.
So you've said recently that your biggest competition actually comes from the burgeoning cannabis space, particularly in states that grow flowers, California, Colorado.
Not competitions. We've been doing a lot to cultivate local producers, greenhouses, farms that will produce product that we can use in the local communities here in the U.S. And we've been, that's an 8-10 year effort of ours that we've been strongly encouraging and working with local suppliers. And one of those local suppliers I had heard the afternoon before in California was concerned about their cost of their production, and one of the relatives in that business was considering converting at least a significant portion of their production from flower production to cannabis production. And I thought, geez, if that became a trend, that would set us back in terms of all that local production we've been pushing and fostering all these years. I don't know if it'll be a big factor. I know in a few cases it's already happened. But we're working closely with the state organizations, California Cut Flower Growers, for example, and Kelly Conquist there, who's the executive director of that organization, to say, hey, if someone's in a decision, let us get into the conversation with them, because we'd much rather see those wonderful facilities stay in flower production.
So you don't really see it as a threat?
Keeping an eye on it, it's just emerged. I don't want to dismiss it as not being a threat. It's been an amazing uproar of interest in the press, which caused us to be much more serious about looking into the issue to see how much of a threat is it likely to become. And the answer is, we're watching it, but we're not quite sure yet.
So basically, the guy, one of the CEOs, I guess, or one of the, I don't know, on the board, I don't know what this guy is. He's a higher upper of 1-800-Flowers. So you have a lot of growers that were growing, you know, roses, whatever flower companies,
right?
Grow,
right.
Whatever fuck they grow. I mean, the only day they grow and make money is Valentine's Day. Ah, birthday here and there, but you know, Valentine's Day is because you got one day out of the year when you just heard the news that there's more people smoking every day. So it just, the numbers, they don't even add up. I mean, it would be smart probably for 1-800-Flowers to jump into the business instead of them looking for people to grow roses. I mean, to still do that, and
we wouldn't want to tarnish our reputation.
Okay, go bankrupt. Fuck around, go bankrupt if you want to. I mean, see, that's what's going to end up happening. You know, I don't see why not. You know, so hey, and that's what I wanted to. And then last, what was the last news we had about? Oh, they're having a. I don't know if this has already happened. They're having a grow off, you know, because the cannabis cup in Denver. I don't know what Denver. I don't know how y'all dropped the ball on that, man. I mean, I know they had to bring in a lot of money. I was up at the cannabis cup. You know, that was Herbox premiere showing. We didn't get a chance to get our booth and everything. I mean, I was rushing to get the production of the boxes on and blah blah blah. It was, and I didn't get, but I was there. I was just walking around showing people my boxes and giving out cards, and it was generating a lot of money there, a lot of money. And to not have it this past year, you know, and I don't know what you're doing. And I'm going to say this. Lil Wayne had performed, and then he had stopped, and he was like, yo, don't ever, you know, call me for this bullshit again. I do believe, I was a little upset, too, because I went to a lot of, and that's what sparked this whole podcast, because I went to a lot of the, you know, events and people talking. And it's real, it's starting to be cliquish. And it shouldn't be like that, because you got growers if you're a veteran grower, you should take a young pup under your wing. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to have some people out there that's going to go out and be renegades and start spraying a lot of weed with pesticide. Uh-oh. Yeah, you see what I'm saying? But if you got a veteran grower, say, hey, here's an organic way of doing it, you know, like, do it. But they're having a grow competition there in Denver. Grow off. I think you all can go to grow.com. You see it?
It's on the
article. I think it's on, but y'all check it out, though. Only people that can enter this is the commercial growers anyway. So it's the first one they're trying to make up, because I don't think Denver is going to be coming back to Colorado no soon. I don't know what Colorado did. I do not know what happened, but they dropped the ball on that one. But anyway, shit, we're going to get a little music, and we're going to come back and continue to talk about quality versus quantity when dealing with your cannabis. You want quality or you want quantity? So we'll be back. It's Herbox, HERBBOXX.com. Peace. We'll be back. We back. Trying to do it quality and quantity. Why not have both best of both worlds? Speaking of quality, you can't find a better, exquisite, stylish, handcrafted cannabis container. So, stop looking and start typing in HERBBOXX.com. Step out the box with your herb bot. Have your game of the accessories reflect who you are and what you're smoking. It's top shelf. You should have it in something top shelf. You would not take your brand new Lamborghini and put it inside a barn. No, sir.
If you're a Duck Dynasty, you would. The Duck Dynasty guys.
Oh, they do?
Them guys are millionaires. Them guys still live on farms and ride around four wheelers.
I know they were a little Republican.
And they drive around in a Bentley when they go to like business meetings and stuff. I do see that. They keep it on the farm.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I can't knock it. I never seen the show. I couldn't even tell you. I have.
You heard of it though, right? Duck Dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, it's big beards or something. Yeah. You know, but you know, when they say Republican, just turned me all the way off right there. I don't even. I didn't give it any. You know, and see, that's what we, you know, quality, like quality of shows now. That's what we're getting a good quantity. We got a lot of shows out there. This is, I mean, for a TV viewer, this is a perfect time because you get a lot, but the quality, I think it's a little bit better, you know, got a lot of good ones. Not to say when, I really do believe, like, Martin was way ahead of his time, man. Why, I was Lewis? I was watching the rerun of Martin. That shit was, I was like, man, this dude way before his time. And so that prompts me to thinking about the quality and quantity, because that was a quality show. You know what I mean? It wasn't on long before the time it was on. It was quality. You know what I mean? But now I'm going to ask you on growing. I'm going to set up a scenario, right? For everybody, I'm going to set the scenario up. Dig this. All right, this is for yourself. All right, you're just growing. All right? So you're growing. You're not trying to be Pablo Escobar. We're not selling. This is you. Okay, so you have one method of growing that's going to get you large quantity, about a little bit over a pound. But on the scale of 1 to 10, it's about 7.5, 8.
In quality.
But now quantity, like I said, it's a little bit over a pound.
I mean, now, not that much, but enough, you know.
Right, okay. Yeah. And you have the next, a little bit more organic. Quantity is going to be only yielding you about a little bit over half a pound. Now, but the quality is about a 9, 9.5. I mean, nice resin, the color, you know what I mean, smooth. You're getting that white ash when you burn it. So which one do you take?
I mean, just from the experience wise part of it, I would rather have the quality of what the yield is more, so the half a pound, but the higher quality would suffice, because then again, it may not last as long, but the experience while it's being partaken of is at a higher level. You know, I could experience it more and remember the experience more than just having more of an amount, but not as good of a quality. Like, it's like watching a bootleg movie that's still in the theaters. Yeah, you get to see the movie before everybody else at home, but it ain't nothing like either seeing it in the theaters or seeing it at home in a high quality, in the best quality.
Right, in high definition.
So I'd appreciate it more if I could, you know, see it at home. Just like I'd appreciate the better quality when maybe it's not that good of an amount, but the quality is definitely going to stick with me more.
Right. Then that's a good analogy when you're saying, because even if you get it bootleg, you want to, you know, if your TV ain't right, you got it. You can have the Blu-ray, but if the fucking disc is for the other man walking in front of shit. That's why I never bought that shit. I never bought the bootleg. Fuck that. I admit it. I never got down with that, because I was like, for one, I guess I was introduced, when I was introduced to bootleg, it was the motherfucker laughing and joking while he holding the camera. I was like, oh man, I'm not fucking with that. You know, of course, it got better. I mean, now that was 99, 2000. Then it got better with the, you know, people was burning it and whatnot. But I was so turned off at the beginning that I didn't never fuck with it. That's just the same way with cannabis. When I was introduced, of course, like everybody else, you start off, most growers, because I ain't had no money. I was just a college student. I ain't had no money. So I knew I wouldn't smoke, but I knew I got these seeds here. I tried that. You know, of course, your first couple of grows are horrible. Terrible, you know what I mean? But to you, you like said it's better than nothing. Toothpick shade better than hot desert sun. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you do what you do, you know. But as you get better, then once you start stepping up, and that's why I was talking earlier about getting other growers, and I just asked questions. And back then, people was like, "Yeah, man, I can show you this." Well, they were, you know, it was way blowing my mind, because it was talking about, "Yeah, I breed these type of seeds and." This dude, I was like, man, what? I don't even know. You know, it prompts you to start really looking into, you know, even now, the learning about biology and microorganisms of good bacteria and feeding your roots and, you know, just doing it organically. So, if you're going to have it, but see the good thing about it, let's say you just get a little bit over that half a pound, you can cut that clone of that plant. You should always do that. Never, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're going to grow, always cut the clone it. Because you never know. That might be the best tasting. You'd be like, man, and then you never did get a clone of it. And you might as well get that clone and grow it out. And, you know, there's just different ways, man. So it's what you do. So you people, man, email us what you like better. You want quantity or quality? A lot of people, you know, it's different things for different people. But I think the science is getting where you can get both of them. And because you can, especially indoors, you can control your climate, per se. You see what I'm saying? Get the good humidity going, you know, control the temperature. All that stuff going to play a part in what's quality and what's, you know, and yielding your quantity. And a good website, man. Like I said, I shout people out, man, because if something is quality, I don't like, you know, grow pot cheaply. And dude, you're doing a good grow. Like I said, man, if anybody see my man, Guy Body, I would love to hit him up. That Brown Guy 420, I mean, see, there's a lot of people out there. I mean, there's a lot of good growers. I was saying last time, what's that, Nettie G over there in the Bailey. She's a lot of good growers, so shit, you know. They it looks like they doing a little bit of both. People trying to do both. But I don't, what you concentrate on is what's going to kick out, right? If you want just quality, yeah, I hope you get that.
Oh, what you pay more
to,
okay.
Yeah, what you pay more attention to, you know, is what you're going to, should kick out for you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
I mean, when was the best, I guess, weed you smoked though?
Well, of course, you know. I mean, the highest potency one was, I think it was either Cat Piss or Blue Dream. And those are about, Cat Piss just didn't have that good of a taste. But it was really, it got you really.
I didn't like the name. I just never did fuck with that.
Yeah, house. And Blue Dream, but Blue Dream.
It's pretty nice. That's,
and then Girl Scout Cookies. Girl Scout Cookies.
That's what I got right now.
Blue Dream. Hypothetically speaking.
Yes. Nah. Yeah, Blue Dream is nice, though. Yeah. I do like Cali have got that down to a just boom, right on point. Like, not going nowhere. But then, what I like to find out, for us, medical-wise, is which one is, like, works better. You know, would this one be better if I were to use it and you know, concentrate, rub it on, you know, aching or whatever. If I ate it in edibles, that's why I wish the laws would really, you know, open up to really see, like, what will work for this and work for that. And so people, you know, you got to experiment yourself, which is not bad to do. You know what I'm saying? Sure. You're going to heal yourself, you need to do it. But it would be nice to have some type of medical study behind it, instead of running from it like they're running from it. You know what I mean? It don't make no sense. You know, it's got to be a way. Well, there's too many people that's going to be losing money. Like, we just, like, 1-800-FLY was going to lose money. Of course, now they going to lobby for their business not to be cut, to cut that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When everybody could work together, though.
That's another underlying, I mean, this is just a side note that came into my head just now by you saying that, was the study of the use of, you know, of drugs that potentially have high medical use, mm-hmm. in the medical community. Like, people might be afraid because it's illegal, for the simple fact that it's illegal to take part in a study. You know, that's maybe a small percentage of them, but in any kind of study, you want as much accurate data as possible. Maybe just some of the people that even in the study, they may not give accurate information because they know it's illegal in the state they're in.
Well, I mean, so it's,
study, yeah.
Right, but we're still wrestling with the eternal, you know, we're still wrestling with whether it's going to be, like we read last week, we're still wrestling whether it's going to be classified as a,
Schedule 1.
So we're still wrestling with that.
Yeah.
Let's get away from that and let's get onto the medicine. Because if you see how these people killing themselves off of pain pills, you know what I'm saying? They it's a problem. And that's supposed to, and you can get that from your doctor. But you're never going to overdose on it. You can't get that from your doctor. One of them got to go. Like they used to say on, see, the electric company, one of these things are not like the other.
Sesame Street.
I think it was Sesame Street? Yeah.
It was Sesame Street.
Was it?
Yeah. Because they used to try to get the kids to decipher the differences between images within the picture. But yeah.
And see, and that's another thing. Quality of shows. See what I'm saying? These kids now, you know, I don't know. Do they watch Sesame Street?
Sesame Street still comes on. It's revamped and modern. It ain't.
Is Maria still on there?
Yeah.
She's still on there. Now, remember when she was young and she was gonna marry that old the store dude. I was like, why is she gonna marry that old? I was young and saying that, like, dude, Maria, come on now.
Yeah, a little Mexican lady, right?
Yeah, Maria, she been on there for years. I knew she was on there a long time until I started going to school, because I watched her from from 3 to 6 or something like that. You know?
Sesame Street been out that long.
Man, yes. It was holding me down when I was little.
It was holding me down.
And then I'm going to tell you what, I really, speaking of quality of shows and quality of women, that guy doggone Thelma Digger. Thelma was bad. Oh, Good Times. Mm-hmm. Man, Thelma still look good. Now, some of you listeners, okay. We're talking about a show from the 70s called Good Time. Now, that, we can't assume that everybody know. You know, we do got some different listeners. We might have some listeners in, you know, shout out to people in London or Pakistan. Y'all might not go, maybe y'all do. I don't know. But if you do, y'all need to check out. You go to the internet, go to YouTube and check out Good Times. Put it on Thelma. And boy, whoo. Man. she is bad. She's bad. And speaking of women, black women, man, let's salute them two girls in the Olympics. The Simone girls. Yeah. Check it out. Texas was in the house representing. One's from Sugar Land, Texas. The other one is from Springs, Texas. Hey, man, you ladies, beautiful. Matter of fact, all you that participated in the Olympics, you know, whether you doped or not, it's not for me to judge. You know how I feel about that. I'm not going to judge on that. But, hey, man, it's a sacrifice that you made for yourself first, because, you know, as they say, you wasn't with me when I was shooting in the gym late at night. You know, nobody's around. But for then also the sacrifice you also did for your country. And that should be from Czechoslovakia to, shit, big ups to the one group, the Fiji. The Fiji Islands won their first gold in rugby. You know? Mm-hmm. And so that's cool to pull for a little. I mean, the Fiji Islands, that's little. I mean, it's about the size of Galveston. Okay. I'm just saying, and that's a country.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? So, big ups to them, man, for winning. So, for all y'all competed, man, I know that's a hell of a man to be in competition. You know, whether you win or lose, but you out there and you done gave it y'all. I know you. It sucks to lose, but, hey, you still are in the top percentage of athletes in the world.
In the world. To make it to the Olympics.
To make it there. You know what I'm saying? And then to win it, well, shit. You know, yeah, man. You know, Michael Phelps, man. Congratulations. Just now, Michael, please. Man, you can't be drinking and driving. I don't know why. Man, who are your friends? Because first of all, whoever took that picture with you holding that bong right there, I would have cut. It ain't hard to find out who it was. But then after that, you went to drinking. There's no way you should be driving. Anytime you have as much money, if you put it like this, if you have over $500,000, you shouldn't drive no more. I'm going to tell you this. If I get this Airbox, and it will, $250,000, I'm not driving no more. It's like, I'm not driving now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's too easy and done for Uber to, I mean, man, that feels so, listen, man, next time when you go out to that Thursday open mic, and check out the new artist.
Yeah.
Just catch Uber and see how it just relax you.
Huh?
Yeah, but it's so chill, and then boom, afterwards you drink, you can just take it, bring you back. You be like, man, I don't know why the fuck I ain't do this a long time ago. You know, I don't have to stress about nothing. I don't have to be, man, I don't want to go around this street because I know how them cops gonna be hot over here, and I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit is over with. Especially now, I remember one time I got, it was right after the Rodney King. It was just, if you think it's tension now, shit, it was tension then, you know what I'm saying? Because the court case was going on, the riots had just happened. Dr. Dre, the Chronic out, man, that shit was talking about quality. That motherfucker Chronic out went so fucking hard. And I'm playing it, and the cop pulled up behind me. And, you know, he just ride behind me the whole time, and I'm just looking at it. And then he flicked his lights on. Roop, roop. And, you know, I said, man, so I heard, I always kept my stuff, and that's for you young ones or you old ones. You know, man, keep your registration and your shit right there on the top of your sun visor, man. It should be on the clip right there. I kept mine right there. As soon as he come, I got it already out the window with my license, you know. And he was like, sir, do you know you was weaving? Why were you weaving? I said, shit, because I was looking at you. Shit, I can't look at the road. Shit, you behind me.
to be honest with you, that's what I told him. I didn't know what you was doing. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? You've been behind me for shit. 4 blocks, so I want to ask you, what was you behind me doing? Like, shit, you going to pass me or not? I slowed down, so you can't say I was speeding. But, so, you know, get that Uber, man. You ain't got to worry about all that. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. All right, man, we're gonna break out to some music and shit. And hopefully we get some emails from y'all, man. Tell us how y'all feel about that. Go to the website and hit us up, man. On Twitter, Herbbox. On Instagram. I'm looking, man, really as a great a podcaster. My frat brother, Combat Jack. Big up Blue Fi, Sigma's out there, and the Zetas, my ladies. I'm looking for, he always say internets, so I'm looking for some internet turds, or, man, if y'all out there, man, that really help me with this Instagram. I'm just not really just on there every day. I got other shit to do. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we got some expertise out there. I'll tell you who I am going to hit up. Shout out to the two dope boys. Business talk. They really talk about branding and business. I can't wait to hit them up. But anyway, man, let me quit rambling again. I ain't going to do that to y'all. Let me go on and go to a slow break, and we be back.
But she ought not to stay picky, because women that play hard to get don't get got.
What? Chronica.
Ladies, Uptown Slim, him, who be hanging on the corner with them. Nevertheless, you looking good in the Anthropology dress, I might say yes, but you gotta realize you fucking with the best, boo, I'm never ever stressed, man, everywhere I rest, I get treated like a king, I'm Messiah here, you can see it in the stars, the Messiah's here, you can read it in them cards, the fire's here, now, what's your name, so I can tell you who you are and why you came, that feel good, don't it, I can do you real good, put the hood on it, now take that home and blow a bag of good on it, Google my name, the Eni in the morning. I'm J Electronica, the Black Adam. Setting shit on fire like a crack atom. Get at him, feel me.
I really wanna take you home. Yeah. Make you feel so good.
Uh-huh.
So while you're sitting there all alone, when you look so good,
so good,
don't you play hard to get with me.
Inventory, let's see. Pretty skin, pretty eyes, itty bitty waist, pretty face, pretty thighs. I can take you to space, and it's okay if your heart rate start racing. The stakes is pretty high. I normally don't chase, but hey, it's really nice to come out of the castle every once or twice. Yeah, to have a shake and the roll of the dice. Yeah, Duke's fever, still got it.
Got it.
I control the dance flow slow, it's just logic. You fucking with a professional, it's obvious. Tell me what you do for your skin, it's gorgeous. Pretty mannequin in the Gucci dress modeling. I'm a sovereign with land patents in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
Looking for a queen to get involved with. If it ain't broken, don't bother it. Call it what you wanna call it, just don't stall it. Feel me?
I really wanna take you home and make you feel so good. So while you're sitting there all alone, when you look so good, don't you play.
Hey, what's up? Shit, we on?
Yes.
All right.
hey, I got to do this. I got to do this, y'all. So this is bugging me. This is bugging me. Bugging me. This is bugging me. So I had to do this. All right, here we go.
Come on. One of these things is not like the others. One of these things doesn't belong. Can you tell
which thing is not like the others? Y'all singing along.
This song.
Don't lie. All right. That shit will bug me. Anyway, bug it out, man. It's chilling. You know what I'm saying? No, y'all had it. You know, I was bugging me. I know. But Sesame Street, you said Sesame Street, didn't you?
Yeah.
I said Electric Company. All right.
But they probably got it from Sesame Street, though.
It was Sesame Street.
What I'm saying is, it may have been an Electric Company commercial that they.
I mean, they didn't do no commercials on Channel 13. Did they do commercials? No, they didn't, did they?
I remember that being not only along on Sesame Street. I remember it being a commercial or something like that. Mm. I don't know if it was Electric Company. You might know that, but it's not the only place.
Shit. And they tell us that. You know, my mind is good. I still remember back then. It was a quality show. It was a quality quantity. All right? Yeah. So let's talk about a couple of methods real quick of a quality, man. I'm going to get in next week. We're going to get into a little bit of the whole saying is you take care of your root, you'll have good fruit. You have good product. A lot of time you gotta make sure that you take care of your fruit. So if you're doing organic, it's best. I am going to, as you all know, like I said, Nectar of the Gods. I was working with them. I was trying to wean myself off of the synthetics growing, and I'm trying to do this. So I started with, Nectar of the Gods, and now this company out of Oregon, DragonflyEarthMedicine.com. Check them out. You know, I shout out everybody. I'm not sponsoring all that stuff, man. Like I said, I'm all about quality and passing along and getting everybody big ups. And just look at doing, I hope you're doing some vegetables or doing some, you know, just something. Strawberries, you know. If you're in an apartment, you know, grow you something that you like. Some mint, some spearmint, you know, put in your tea or smoothie or coffee or just to have it smelling good around the house. You know what I'm saying? You don't do incense, might not have, you know, a little pot of, or you know, fun fact, exactly where is the aloe vera plant? Where does it come from? That was a question. I didn't always try to hit y'all with a question. Do you know? Do you know? And by the way, if you are doing any cuts off of your plants, do you know if you dip that root in aloe vera, it will help seal it up and help new growth of your roots? Mm-hmm. I wonder where that plant is from. Do you know?
I don't know.
What's my man that put his sweat on in his shoes? What was his name?
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
You just a Sesame Street PBS watching something good back then.
You know what? They had some good shows. Nova.
Yeah.
That was my shit.
PBS.
I'm telling you, Nova blew my mind one time. I seen, if y'all ever see this one show, it was something about the whole planet. It was breaking down, the universe and the planets and the different planets. And that shit had me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just looking at it, you know, but like bugging out. Like, fuck, this world is, it's big, but it's small. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's big, but it's small at the same time.
It's a lot going on.
And we fucking it up. And that's what made me feel guilty a lot of times when I would, you know, grow something. You got a reservoir of, 40, 55-gallon reservoir of all this synthetic, and you have, where you going to dump it at? You know, you put it down the toilet, it's like, you know, that's kind of not cool. Okay, you just pour down a drain. That's not, you know what I'm saying? Where do you put all this reservoir? So that's why, if you think about it, organically might be the best way to go. If you think it consciously like that, right?
True.
You know what I mean? Instead of just thinking about yourself, I don't know.
You deserve more. Herbbox is here to give you more. Fortunately, the cannabis laws and stereotypes are slowly being changed. Herbbox is a medical and recreational cannabis container that brings style and fashionable credibility to the cannabis community and movement. Check out our website at herbbox.com, which is herbboxx.com. Accessories say a lot about a person, and Herbbox says that you are exquisite and superior. Cheers.